Hello from the Bradley Center, and this is the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast as Iowa State season comes to a close tonight at the hands of the Purdue Boilermakers in the second round of the 2017 NCAA tournament. Man, I absolutely hate this night every year. You know, just going into those locker rooms and seeing the guys, and it's just you get to know them, you get attached to them, just like the fans. You know, we've been around these guys covering them for half of a decade. It stings a little more this year too, with the amount of seniors and kind of the end of an era. There's a lot of good stuff coming out of that locker room, and I'm going to stay up all night to get it up on the website for you guys. I promise that. Before I begin, I want to thank AgriGold for their sponsorship, sending us on the tournament this year. Couldn't have done it without them and all of our great advertisers. Really an incredible basketball game. Iowa State did not play well for the first, I'd say, 28 minutes or so. And then something clicked down 19. They kind of went small. They started spreading Purdue out. Thought that they would do that more early on, which they did not. They got down early, and then it was kind of the Deontay Burton show, and he put on an incredible, incredible show for the last 12 minutes against Caleb Swanigan from Purdue. And that young man is incredible, seeing him up close in person as well. You know, it was kind of the perfect story, the fitting ending for this Iowa State team. We've seen them do this so many times, get down double digits, and then they go on a run. And if you would have told me when they came back with 3:22 to play, got up 72-71, I would have put my life savings, which isn't much. I'm a sports writer. It's not much. But I would have put my life savings that Iowa State was going to win that basketball game. And they fell just short. They come out of the timeout. Purdue goes on a quick 5-0 run, and it was just too much for Iowa State. Just a gut-wrenching loss to come back from that many down, take the lead, and fall short. There's a lot of X's and O's stuff we could talk about. I just think the big, broad story of tonight is that comeback and the disappointment. Guys, I believe it. It was. I don't think I was being a homer. I'll tell you if I'm making a homer pick sometimes. I think you guys know me by now. I'm pretty honest with you. Wasn't a homer pick. I thought Iowa State was going to win this game by 10. What we saw for the last 10 minutes, that's what I expected tonight from Iowa State, and they just didn't have it from the beginning. At one point, Monte, Naz, and Deontay were 3 of 15 from three-point range. That's really hard for this team to win when those guys are putting up those type of numbers, especially against a team like Purdue in the NCAA tournament. You know, I'm proud that they were able to come back the way that they did. But I'm disappointed just in the sense that I thought this team had the capabilities of putting together a really special run. I would love to have seen them get Kansas in Kansas City in the Sweet 16, but it wasn't meant to be. The great careers of Naz Mitrulong, Matt Thomas, Monte Morris, and I think Deontay Burton's even worked himself onto that list. They come to a close here tonight in Milwaukee. What's next? Well, there's a lot of intriguing storylines, I think, as we look ahead to next year. I think the expectations drop off significantly. You can't just replace three of the best players in school history without expecting to drop off at all. However, Steve Prohm's a confident guy. Coach Prohm does not get enough credit for how confident that he actually is. He's very comfortable in his own skin. He's very confident in his abilities. They'll be better than what people think next year. I don't know what that is. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen. Recruiting, transfers, all that stuff. A lot has to happen. But this guy can coach. I think we've all seen that throughout the course of this season. If you think of where they were in January compared to where they finished the year. They ran into a really good team tonight. Purdue played an excellent basketball game. You got to tip your hat to your opponent sometimes as well. Iowa State didn't play that well. They didn't play that well. They played really well for 10 minutes, but the other 30, they didn't play that well tonight. You're not going to win in March when you don't do that. And you know what? Sometimes that's just how it goes. But I'm going to get to work. I got all kinds of video and stuff for you guys, but I wanted to get this up. A bunch of you complained that I didn't have one after the game the other night. I'm sorry, I'm here by myself. I'm just trying to do everything at once, but I appreciate all of you reading, all of your tweets, all of you listening. You guys mean the world to me. I love you all like family. Thanks to AgriGold for sending us here. Shout out to my good friend. He's like a brother to me, Adam Gray, for the bus trip and getting all those Cyclone fans here to Milwaukee. That was awesome. I just want to personally and publicly, I did this in the locker room, but I'd like to thank Matt Thomas and Monte Morris and Nazmi Trulong and even Deontay Burton, who's grown so much. They've been such a pleasure to cover. Some guys you don't like covering. Like, there's some guys who are just flat out rude. Those guys are awesome, man. Just a pleasure and an honor to get to know them personally and to be able to tell their story. So thank you to them. Thanks to all for listening. If you're driving home from Milwaukee, get home safely. I'll be heading back tomorrow morning, but we'll have lots more reflections on the season and looking ahead to next year already here coming up at CycloneFanatic.com. Later.